Chapter 11. Out the window, past the endless black, a repair droid totters past, carrying bits of scrap, its welding torch dangling by a long black tube. Even after these many months, Home 1 still requires a last few repairs from the battle over Endor. Akbar thinks,
"It is a good thing we won that battle."
It was their last true shot. They gambled everything, and they almost lost it all. By the grace of the stars and the seas and all the gods and all the heroes, somehow, they managed. He clears his throat. His time is up. With a webbed hand, he grabs the plastic bottle and squeezes moisturizer into his palm and then rubs it on his neck, his bare shoulders, down the length of each red arm. A deep breath. Then, he is again under attack. He moves fast, picking up the Karshak, the net pole, a traditional Mon Calamari weapon, and whirls about in the padded room. A stormtrooper rushes up, the blaster rifle raised. Akbar grunts in rage, spinning the Karshak and cracking the stormtrooper in the helmet. The end of the stick, barbed like a gaff hook. It whishes clean through the air and clean through the white Imperial helmet. As it passes, the stick interrupts the hologram for just a moment. Then the stormtrooper is back, and Akbar's enemy topples. A second one comes up, and a third, and Akbar captures the one's head in the net and flings him into the other. Again, their holograms disrupt, then flicker back to life before dropping. One, two, and now three stormtroopers enter from the corner projectors, and someone clears his throat. Akbar stops.
"Pause!"
he barks. The trio of incoming troopers freeze, shimmering. There at the door, a young man, a cadet.
"Sir,"
he says. A small fear shines in his eyes, but he stands tall just the same, chin up and out, hands holding a screen pressed to his chest.
"If this is a bad time, I..."
"Del Tora, isn't it?"
"Ensign Del Tora, yes, sir."
"No, now is a fine time,"
Akbar growls, and sets his stick down.
"I am to assume this is important?"
"You assume correctly."
"And why isn't Commander Ogate bringing this to me?"
"She is occupied with repairs, sir."
Akbar harumphs, then steps forward. His sharp fingers click together.
"Very well. Let's see it."
Del Tora hands over the screen. The Admiral looks over it. His big yellow eyes turn back toward Ensign Del Tora.
"And you're sure about this?"
"Yes, sir. Captain Antilles hasn't checked in, and his comm won't answer. We can't even ping it."
"His last known location?"
"Raydonia."
"And they found nothing there?"
"No, sir."
"And I will hazard a guess that says we are not certain of his next jump?"
The ensign shakes his head, because that's not how Wedge wanted to play this, was it? Captain Antilles saw no harm in doing some light scouting. He said it would feel like a vacation. Just him and the Starhopper, alone with his thoughts. Akbar thinks,
"I warned him of this."
"I'm sure I won't find anything,"
Wedge said at the time.
"You don't know that. One does not want to casually stumble upon a pit of eels,"
Akbar cautioned.
"But it can happen."
"Just doing my due diligence. It'll be nice."
"Nice."
Harumph. The ensign says,
"The five closest worlds to Raydonia offer a glimpse of where Captain Antilles could have been heading next."
On the screen, a list of five planets. Mustafar, Geonosis, Dermos, Akiva, Tatooine. Any of them could make sense. They know the Empire has gone to ground.
"Mustafar makes some sense, as does Geonosis."
Del Tora is looking at him, wanting to say something. Akbar pauses.
"What is it?"
"There's more."
"And?"
"Something more than what's on that screen."
"Spit it out, Edson! I don't care for this waffling!"
"We have intel from the Operator."
Akbar steps closer to Del Tora.
"And how do you know about the Operator?" That is classified information, Ensign.
Commander Augate cleared me.
Commander Augate seems to trust you.
A curt nod.
I hope so.
Then I do too. What is this intel?
When Deltura tells him, Akbar feels all the moisture go out of him. They keep the air in this ship as humid as possible. It is a Mon Calamari ship, after all. But he suddenly feels bone dry, desiccated. He feels again on the precipice of something bigger, something dangerous. Some shadow unseen in the margins.
Are you certain?
No. We have no spies in the region that we know of.
I'm older,
Akbar says suddenly, staring off at nothing.
The reason I do this, stand here and take my Karshak and continue to practice my katas, is because I wish to stay sharp and flexible and ahead of my enemies. I know one day that I will fail at this, and we almost failed above Endor. We rushed in, careless. It almost cost us everything.
A moment of silence between them, his nostrils flaring.
Sir?
Yes, yes. Send scouts to each of those planets, but send 2 scouts to Akiva. We must be sure before we commit to anything.
Deltura salutes.
Sir, yes, sir.
As the ensign leaves, Akbar is left alone once more. And he truly feels it for a moment. The weight of the galaxy on his shoulders. An illusion, of course. He is not the standard bearer for the New Republic, and nothing hinges on him. But the pressure remains just the same. And with it, a worrying thought persists.
As an informant within the Empire,
the self-titled Operator has not steered them wrong yet. His pinpointing of vulnerable Imperial routes and convoys, as well as supplying them with a list of likely governors and other galactic leaders who would gladly betray the Empire, was all of immeasurable help. So why, then, can't Akbar shake the feeling that once again they are about to fall into a trap?